This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A new type of weather radar is being tested in North Texas. It was used during December's deadly tornadoes, and it has a long name. Collaborative Adaptive Sensing of the Atmosphere, or CASA, and it aims to be the next best thing at tracking severe weather. Mark Fox is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth. Mark Fox, thanks for joining me.
Anytime, Justin.
Now, a team at the University of Massachusetts built this CASA radar system. But what does it do specifically?
One of the things that it does is try to fill in some of the gaps. So we've got network radars all across the country, quite a few of them, one in Fort Worth. The next one is down in Granger, Texas, and to the west, it's Abilene. So as the radar beam goes out, you know, the Earth curves down and away, so you get higher and higher as you go out. The CASA radars are a network of smaller radars that are designed to see the low levels very fast and very quick and try to fill in some of those gaps from the bigger, larger network radars.
What is our current system that we use?
Current system is called NEXRAD, and it's still a very good radar. And in fact, it's one of the basic tools that we use at the National Weather Service, not only the one in Fort Worth. There's a terminal Doppler radar at DFW and also at Love Field. So to see underneath those radars, we're testing out the CASA program. So we're taking a look at every piece of information we can.
So CASA isn't to replace NEXRAD. It's a supplement. It's to give more information.
Absolutely. It's definitely a supplement. If you walk into a room with a bright flashlight, you're going to only see so far. The CASA radar is developed to have your kids also with the flashlight to kind of look around the rest of the room to see what else is out there. So it is not replacing NEXRAD. It's definitely a supplement to it.
Does CASA have the ability to help us during a storm, or is it more of like a tool for analysis later?
Meteorologist's favorite answer here. Yes. during the 26th, we were able to see something funky, a little circulation down around Waxahachie Airport, and it was about the time when we had a 105-mile-per-hour wind gust recorded at that airport. So especially after the fact, we were able to take a look at this teeny tiny feature and put two and two together, and then we were able to pass along that we do most likely have some enhanced wind damage in this localized area, and that turned out to be the what everybody's calling the Ovilla tornado up around Red Oak, Glen Heights, that area.
Now, I hear that storm spotters are used sort of to like bridge the gap.
Absolutely.
And that CASA may eventually replace storm spotters.
I'm not sure if we're ever going to be able to replace the human element. That is a good thing with the CASA radars, that it is fast and it is high resolution. But when it comes down to it, it is a tool. And you need another tool to supplement all the tools out there. So using the radars, the network, the NEXRAD radars, plus the CASA, plus the human spotters, I think that is the ideal goal here.
So Dallas-Fort Worth is sort of a test bed, I mean, in the sense that how you learn to use it here will be used to teach elsewhere on how to use it.
Absolutely, because all weather tools, weather information comes with a price. You got to know how to use it before you can really pass that along to people like you and me to help save their lives. And we're still learning to figure out what is really useful and what might be in the noise.
Mark Fox is the warning and coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Fort Worth. Thanks for being here.
Anytime, Justin.